This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, and it is Mark with you.
And Johnny Ray.
And James.
And not only is it Tuesday, but it's Super Tuesday.
Super Tuesday.
Yeah. We had Leap Day yesterday and Super Tuesday today. It's like ice cream with hot fudge sundae on it.
Excellent. I don't think Super Tuesday is that super, Mark and James.
Oh, okay. Well, they told me it was super. I was really excited about it. I'm not exactly sure what's so super about it, but I think I got carbon monoxide poisoning earlier today, so I suppose that was super. Other than that, I really don't know.
Now, how did you happen to do that, Mark?
Went into somebody's house with where the alarm had gone off
at
the fire department, and I was feeling lightheaded when I left. I looked up the OSHA rules, and I'd seen the meter, obviously, of what it was, and I wasn't even in an amount of carbon monoxide. It was 60 parts per million. The OSHA rules are it can't be over 50. I mean, there's people who work 8 hours a day in nearly the conditions I was in, and I'm like, oh, dear, I think I'm lightheaded.
Mark, speaking of firefighters, I saw a piece the other day talking about suicide amongst firefighters.
Oh, yeah?
And apparently it's a problem. And I didn't really, at first I didn't understand why, because firefighters, they're like heroes, and they're not going in and actually killing people, but I guess they see some horrible things.
I see things that I don't... that bother me. I see things that bother me sometimes, and I would prefer that you know, and I'm only a volunteer, so I've only been in a couple of situations, but
yeah.
I wish that I did not see, but I sort of look at it and I think to myself, why is it that bothers me so much when, for instance, I kill chickens and pigs? Those things don't really sit well with me either. Frankly,
one of the great libertarian controversies about animals, something that I have not really settled with yet. I've come to terms with completely. Right now I'm a meat eater and I'm okay with it, but that's for another time, not Super Tuesday. But about the firefighting thing, that's really curious that you yourself have had experiences like that, and you've been a volunteer firefighter for quite a while, but you live in a tiny town, so
yeah.
I just wouldn't have expected you to see anything really at all. If I had to guess, I would have guessed that you hadn't seen anything disturbing, just the most disturbing thing being, you know, a burned out husk of a shed or something.
Yeah, we've had fires and accidents and things like that, and stuff I wish I hadn't seen, but usually you can make yourself feel a little better that hopefully you were there, and hopefully your presence made things better. The question is, the presence of the people running for president, is
right.
that making our lives better? I'm looking at the title here at Politico, and this is my favorite headline from the day. Rubio advisor preps donors for dismal Super Tuesday. If your top advisor is prepping your donors for a crappy turnout, what are you doing in the race? Messing with the other candidates? I mean...
Well, Super Tuesday is big, Mark, but it's not everything. So you could have a dismal Super Tuesday.
It's just half of everything, right?
It's half. We were just looking at this a moment ago.
It's 24% of the delegates. So
of the total delegates.
That's right.
So approximately half of the total that you need to win is going to be decided tonight.
That's a pretty sizable number. That total is interesting, or excuse me, that title of that particular article was pretty good. But I love this one. Louis Farrakhan praises Donald Trump.
That's unexpected.
Right? It's a story that just keeps on giving. It doesn't stop there. Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan praises Republican frontrunner Donald Trump for refusing donations from Jewish groups. Trump is the only member who stood in front of the Jewish community and said, "I don't want your money," Farrakhan said in a sermon he delivered this week. "Anytime a man can say to those who control the politics of America, 'I don't want your money,' that means you can't control me. And they can't afford to give up control of the presidents of the United States." Despite his commendation for the billionaire businessman, Farrakhan did not endorse him. "Not that I'm for Trump," he added, "but I like what I'm looking at." Farrakhan also called Jews the synagogue of Satan, according to... I just can't get over the audacity of these people.
I consider myself, and I stole this term from Tom Woods, but I consider myself an anti-Trump. And maybe Farrakhan's got similar, opinions about... maybe Farrakhan feels sort of the same way. "I don't like Trump, but I really hate people who hate on Trump." Right.
Well, apparently Farrakhan just doesn't like the Jews. Trump isn't quite as bad. He's just ham-fisted and silly when he says, I'm a negotiator like you folks. Is there anyone in this room who doesn't negotiate deals?" He's there in front of the Jews saying, "You guys like business? I hear that you like business. I'm a businessman. What? What?" It's so funny. Oh, probably. Anyway, he says, "Probably more than any room I've spoken to. You know, I know you. We're here. It's like eye to eye. You and me." It's silly. Anyway, I thought that was the most amusing of the stories this evening. I guess the polls are going to be open until 7 o'clock Eastern time, which has passed. That's the first of them shutting down. And so it's Georgia, Vermont, and Virginia will be the first polls that we start finding out about. And those will start trickling in over time. You can call in and talk about Super Tuesday or, frankly, anything else you want to talk about. But I guess I thought it was funny. I was listening to, like, Glenn Beck, and I guess it was Glenn Beck today. And they were – it sounded like scared to death that Trump was going to win, and they just wanted so bad for Cruz to pull something off.
Glenn Beck is a Cruz man.
So is Rush Limbaugh. He was like, Glenn Beck was quoting Rush Limbaugh on his show, which just goes to show how petrified they're circling the wagons. They're like, "Oh, the other talk show hosts agree with me." I have a prediction for tonight, and it's not a prediction. This is a certainty. So if you don't want a spoiler, you better turn off your radio now. A douche nozzle is going to win.
Get one, Mark. Get one.
So, I don't feel it anymore. I don't have he's a sure Republican. I hope pulls this off. I guess a little tiny glimmer of a hope that Trump doesn't get in, but what difference does it make, really? I guess
I'd have to say Trump is my candidate.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, I think
you don't vote.
I think this primary is showing the American democracy the wheels coming off.
Yeah, I would agree. If in fact, the politics is a sausage factory, then Trump's right out there just showing you all the, cow lips and, pig testicles that they're putting in. I mean, he's everything. So I guess I like him for that reason. That's the reason I can't get all excited. It's like, whatever. America's got what America deserves, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. His xenophobia is that distresses me whenever I hear it.
Do you believe it, though? I mean, Trump can't be as bad of a president as he is as a candidate, right? Like, he can't have gotten to where he is in life and be as horrifying of an individual as he's actually campaigned as.
Yeah,
he's figured out that there's this is how you win Republican primaries.
I think that's exactly what it is. I think that Trump is just unashamedly and unapologetically pandering to the worst instincts of the basest voters, and that's fear of Mexicans mostly.
I think he's going after the you know, the all the foreign folks. I mean, is there foreign folk that he hasn't gone after at this point?
Not that
the ones he's mentioned.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, I guess he's badmouthed the Mexicans, the Islamic people, and the Chinese.
But he's got some backbone, so I feel more confident that, I don't know, that the American war machine will not crush him under its treads as readily as they would a Bernie Sanders or somebody else.
He certainly will stand up to anybody, that seems like it. And he's for the Jews. He says, I'm a negotiator like you folks. Huh? Huh? What?
Every once in a while you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, your live Super Tuesday edition of the show. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And James.
You can give us a call, give us your thoughts on the presidential election, if that's what you wish to do, or frankly, whatever else you'd like to talk about. I think we pretty much have to cover Super Tuesday. I've got some other things to talk about sprinkled in my show prep, but, you know, this is it. This is the biggest day of the primary of the year. I kind of feel like we got to cover these things, especially since it's sort of, it's more of a rolling election than, say, the presidential election. So if this was the first Tuesday in November and we were covering the presidential primary, you can say, all right, the numbers are in. Looks like,
Trump.
Yeah, whatever, whoever it is.
Yeah, typically
D-bag A.
D-nozzle.
Okay.
Yeah, typically whoever wins Super Tuesday, like, almost always, you know, has that momentum and gets the nomination.
Yeah, Super Tuesday is the one as far as that goes. So, there's some very preliminary results that are in. I'll cruise through some real quick. But understand that these numbers are going to change. And it doesn't really matter on the Democrat side who wins. It's about delegates still in that case. But Clinton's been called for Virginia with 0.3% reporting, less than 1% reporting. Donald Trump's up in Virginia. They got nothing. Although they have no votes in Vermont, they're calling it for Sanders. I suspect they're probably right. Nothing in Texas at this point. And nothing in Tennessee. Oh, nothing in Oklahoma, Minnesota, nothing. I've just got to scroll through it here, so I don't have. Looks like they haven't called Massachusetts yet. Amazingly, Georgia, they're calling for Clinton. At this point, remember, 0% reporting. There's almost no statistical significance to this, but they're already reporting it to her for her. Donald Trump is up over Cruz and Rubio in Georgia. Colorado is not yet called. There's nothing reported in Colorado, Alaska, nothing. And Alabama, still nothing.
Speaking of Vermont, I had been wondering, where are the Clinton supporters? Because I've never seen hide nor hair of one.
Well, that's because you're in New Hampshire.
Exactly, yeah.
There's a couple up the street.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember there were signs right up the street up here, but I think I only counted two houses in all of Keene with Clinton signs.
Okay.
There's probably like hundreds of Bernie Sanders signs everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, Mark, I didn't figure that out until a couple of weeks ago, that because I'd see that Hillary Clinton seemed to be holding her own against this Bernie Sanders. But around here, it's just everybody loves Sanders.
Yeah, Sanders is the guy. And I've got to say, I like him of picking between these people. And, again, this is like looking in the toilet bowl and picking what you like the best. I've got to say, Sanders is my favorite amongst them, simply because I don't believe he's that concerned with foreign policy.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, he is unlikely to go invading a whole bunch of other places. I generally, when it comes to commander-in-chief, I vote for the most pro-peace candidate I can find. Trump seems like he would be, but he's got such a temper. It's like, nuke him. You know, yeah. Like, I he's not the guy that I would want to have the nuclear codes.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's a scary thought.
But hopefully, I kind of believe enough in, sort of the system. I still believe enough in the system to think, like, maybe a Secret Service agent would just shoot him if he tried to, blow up the world or something.
Yeah, and I feel sort of differently about Bernie Sanders. I think that that because maybe he hasn't not much interest in foreign policy, I think the person who calls the shots in Washington is sometimes the president and sometimes not the president. It's usually the guy who's the most ruthless and the most violent and the guy who just doesn't give an F and has a corresponding degree of power and influence. Like I say, sometimes it's the president, sometimes it isn't.
Statesmen of old always had to be very ruthless people that had sort of a good public persona.
Uh-huh.
And I think to some extent that's still
very much true. Sanders appears to be more of a man of principle. I may not agree with his principles, but it seems like he's largely a man of principle. I would point out, however, that he voted for, you know, to double down on the funding for the F-35, which is like a trillion and a third debacle, boondoggle mess. But, of course, I believe that they were going to be stationed in Burlington, so that's important.
Yeah. But I think that Sanders would be a pushover, and I think that the guy deciding whether or not we go to war would not be Bernie Sanders, but that process would continue unabated. Like I was saying earlier, Bernie Sanders got kicked off the stage by a couple of Black Lives Matter protesters. I don't think he's going to be able to stand up to the Pentagon and the CIA.
Don't you think it's possible that in that case of the Black Lives Matter protesters, and I know what incident you're talking about, I think I have it more than once, actually, that what he was trying to do was solidify his relationship with the black vote. I mean, and that's what he's hoping for in South Carolina. It's one of the reasons they're calling Georgia for Clinton at this point, is because for whatever reason, Sanders doesn't resonate with minority communities. I don't know. I don't understand. I just don't get it, right? Like, I'm not supposed to.
I suppose that's possible, but I doubt it. I didn't see the whole incident, but I saw him walking away, and he had a look of frustration on his face.
He just always kind of looks that way.
Yeah. Well, I suppose that's true.
A little grumpy little guy, a little gnome. So I'm looking at I've got insider information that the public doesn't get from iQuanti.com here. They've got the Google searches in each of these areas, and Trump and Sanders basically run away with Google searches in a given geographic area. And Sanders' biggest problem is that the people he relies on for votes, they stink. They're millennials. And I'm sorry to the millennials in this room. I don't, Johnny Ray, I think you're a Gen Xer.
I'm a Gen Xer.
You look like you could be a millennial, James.
I'm 87, so I don't know when the cutoff
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you got to be 1987. For God's sake, I dated a girl that graduated high school that year. I mean, she was 2 years ahead of me. Jeez, oh Pete. Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, you know, they don't get out and vote.
Uh-huh. No,
not
don't.
In any quantity. I'm certain there are millennials that are listening to me and that got out and voted, and, you know, you get yourself a little sticker, okay? You know, but they're not going to come out in quantity. They might say, yep, I'd love to have my student loans taken care of. I sure would love some of that health care that they're talking about and, you know, all those other great things, but I just can't make it.
Yeah, I think the data shows that. I think the older people are, the more likely they are to vote. And, you know, like George Bush knew this, where he had, was it Medicare Part D? You know, he basically bribed the old people.
Yeah.
Because he was smart. He knew, like, I have to secure this voting block, so, you know, I'm going to pass this huge government health care expansion, and now the old people love him.
Yeah, well, they've really got the... The Republicans have the old people locked down anyway, so they're in pretty good shape there. And some of them they'll never lock down. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Politics on a Super Tuesday night. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
For Tuesday, Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And James.
It looks like, in Virginia, Trump and Clinton are leading. If you want the facts, man, you're going to have to go to the internet. I mean, I can't sit here and read a bunch of statistics to you, but I can tell you.
I think you should, because it would fill time, Mark.
It certainly would. I could just sit here, going over this 0% in for Hillary Clinton, 0% for R. De La Fuente in Minnesota, 0% for Miles O'Malley.
Keep going.
See, that would definitely fill some time. Georgia, it's Clinton and Trump. Up, they're calling it for Clinton, but Trump's got like 54% now. Remember, there's not a lot of totals yet. I personally don't care until 20% in. That's what I want to look at. But these news agencies all feel like they've got to report. They got to be ahead of the other guys, so they're putting that little green check by anybody they can put it by as quick as they can. They aren't usually wrong though. I'll give them that. And remember, it's about delegates. It's not about necessarily who wins. Let's go to Armed Truth. Wants to call in about Trump. Armed Truth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
All's well. What's on your mind?
She just called, and I heard you guys discussing Trump and Sanders. And I wanted to bring up a point about Trump that I thought was very surprising in the last debate, which I thought it was a good point. I think he implemented it would be great. He's talking about our military bases overseas. He said, we have these military bases all over the world in Japan, you know, Middle East, all over. He said, bring all the troops home. He said, stop, you know, wasting our money defending these countries when they don't pay us. And I think, you know, every candidate that's in this election is a disaster, in my point. I would not vote for any of them. But I have to say, with Trump bringing that out into the forefront and being a businessman that he is, he sees everything in dollars and cents. And I think, you know, if he implemented plans like that, it actually could very well help the country in slowly demilitarizing the world and bringing everybody back.
I have heard people make this particular argument about Trump, that he is the least militaristic of the candidates. I guess all of his bluster makes it seem like he wouldn't be. But, you know, I have not yet been able to find any, I mean, you know, again, this isn't the, I'm not talking about who my favorites are here. My favorite versus, you know, what I'm expecting and, you know, that kind of thing. There's no good candidate in the race, in my opinion. We're just looking in the toilet bowl and seeing what we like.
I saw a meme some weeks ago with, it was split into thirds, and it had Eisenhower on one side, Trump on the other side, and then one of the other Republicans in the middle. And it was different quotes about war that they were giving. Eisenhower was saying, only a man who's actually seen war knows how horrible it is, and such a man would never be, you know, would never be for war. Obviously, I'm paraphrasing. And while Cruz and Trump both were giving some version of glass parking lot.
Blow everything up and bomb them all to glass.
Yeah, so I assumed that Trump was just like all the rest when I saw that. Now I understand that Lou Rockwell and those guys are saying that Trump has a much more restrained idea for American foreign policy. Talking about working with the Russians, which the Obama administration wants no part of. And I assume Clinton...
Obama didn't seem to have a problem working with the Russians. Remember when he had the quote from his first term where he's like, hey, once I get my second term under my belt, I can really negotiate. Remember that one?
I don't.
Oh, yeah, that was a funny one. He looked like he was really just, you know, hey, just passive, placating the Russian bear at that point. It was really, really rather amusing. The Republicans made a lot of hay with that.
So
and
my point...
That and him bowing to just about every minister out there.
Right. And my point is that I don't know what to think about Donald Trump. Because he says one thing now and one thing later, but I guess they're all the same that way. Depends on who they're talking to.
Armed Truth?
Yeah, I agree. You know, no one really knows with Trump... You know, what he's going to do. He's a wild card, realistically. He never really laid out any plans. He says he's going to do stuff. You know, oh, we're going to build it. And, oh, I got many friends. You know, all these friends are going to help us. You know, they love me. They love me. He's never really said anything of substance. I thought Scott Horton made a good point about it. He said, what Trump's doing is he's the alpha dog. He's the alpha male. He gets up there and he puts all these other guys down. And no one feels bad for politicians when they get made fun of, like Jeb and anything. And he's strong, and that's what, you know, people want right now is a strong leader. And Trump emits that aura about himself, and he is a very strong, you know, personality, successfully smart. But I don't know. I think it's interesting. This is the weirdest election I can ever remember.
It is a weird election.
That's actually what I hate about Trump, is that he's strong. Because interesting times might produce a strong man who could just visit ruin on America and the rest of the world.
Well, I think it's interesting. He's like the anti-establishment candidate. So to me, the amount of support he's gotten really says something about America. Like, people are very dissatisfied with what is going on, apparently, because... I mean, like, 4 years ago, people would have said, like, it's going to be Jeb Bush versus Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, in the bag, no problem.
It looks like it's going to be Hillary Clinton versus somebody, but it doesn't look like it's going to be Jeb Bush.
And even, like, the amount of support that Sanders got really says, like, people are very dissatisfied with the way things are going.
Yeah, I mean, that's the message. America's in an uproar. You know, I mean, from the war on cops, not that I'm claiming that this is particularly legitimate, but, you know, I mean, it seems like people are sick of the government they have. They may want different things than I want, but we appear to be in some kind of pre-revolutionary phase. And the amazing thing is that the politicians and the bureaucrats, they're all like, no, you guys are just wrong. And it doesn't matter whether people are wrong. Maybe we're all wrong, right? Like, maybe police are using exact right amount of force. Maybe, thanks for the call, Truth. Maybe Republicans and maybe Democrats are, doing politics exactly the way they should be doing it. But it doesn't matter in a democracy. What matters is people's opinion. What matters is public perception. And public perception is mad as hell. The Democrats are choosing between an iconoclastic socialist and a woman who has so many scandals that you have to have your ears plugged going, nah, can't hear you, to put this lady up against anybody. I mean, I suppose, and then the Republicans are so angry that they're essentially like tearing out their hair and wearing sackcloth by going after Donald Trump, because not only is he, the top candidate, but he's the top hated candidate too. So as far as polarization, he's the most polarizing of the candidates.
Uh-huh.
That means that there are Republicans that aren't going to be able to bring themselves to vote for Trump, and they may very well vote for some other choice, like I'm guessing the Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, former Republican, two-time Republican governor of New Mexico, that you're going to have this really strange dynamic going on. There could be other independents. Republicans are now calling on the Republican establishment to disavow Trump. Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, I don't know, one of these things.
He's from Wisconsin, right?
Head critter.
I always get Paul Ryan and Scott Walker confused.
I their names do have a kind of a similarity to them. It's funny how our brains file things. Evil politicians. Paul Ryan comes out today, and he's like, I'm just got to say the Republican Party wants nothing to do with somebody who will not immediately disavow the Grand Poobah, the Ku Klux Klan. And so he goes out. I mean, he did everything but say, for God's sakes, people, don't vote for Donald Trump. Please save us from this. But the Republicans have kind of built this. I mean, to some extent, this is what they've built this angry, upset base. These are the chickens coming home to roost.
Yeah, I'd say it's going to be a very interesting time, come election time, to see. I guess my ultimate dream would be like the four people running, like Gary Johnson, Sanders, Clinton, and Trump, all four of them. Of course, that's probably not likely to happen, but that'd be my ideal circumstance.
Give some people some choices. For the Trump, the Sanders people, they can still vote for Jill Stein of the Green Party, and it's basically the same candidate, except younger. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he's making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Super Tuesday edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And James.
We're sitting here reading the internet so you don't have to. reporting what's happening here in the primaries. Looks like in Georgia, they're calling it for Clinton right now. And these numbers are going to change. There's 0.6% reporting in Georgia. So these numbers are going to change. But Clinton's up like 70 to 30 against Sanders. Trump, they're calling it for Trump. He's got 51% to Ted Cruz's almost 21%. So, you know, these numbers, they're calling it for, they're not wrong on who they're calling it for. When they put that little green check next to people's names, the chances of them being mistaken are not good. Now, the numbers will change over time, and the numbers really matter here in a primary because we're talking about delegates, and they're being divvied up. I don't think there's any winner-take-all situations here, but there may be. I could be wrong. Vermont, they're calling for Sanders. He's got 90% with a percent and a half in reported. Also, Trump's up well over Kasich. Said something nice about Vermont. Well over Kasich here is second in Vermont. Virginia. Trump is just a skosh. I guess it's about 9 points over Rubio in Virginia. So Rubio apparently is gonna come in second.
Good for him.
Yeah,
is Texas part of Super Tuesday?
Yes, it is. At this point, they're in Central Time Zone.
They're a little farther west.
Mostly in Central Time Zone. I think there's a portion of it that could be mountain. And Clinton is up in Virginia, crushing it. She's two-thirds. She got 66 to 33, basically. So, yeah. But at this point in Texas, we got no results, 0% reporting, and they don't even have a little green check.
Okay.
At this point, so we don't know.
I've heard that that's a must-win for Ted Cruz.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that they're staking their petard on Texas, saying, Ted Cruz has to win Texas. It's his home state. I mean, okay, that's not going to do it, you know. Trump is just setting fire to everything else, and you're going to be like, oh, well, look, Ted Cruz won Texas. Well, let him be president of Texas then, because it doesn't make a difference here. Who cares? Yeah, well, seems pretty obvious that that Trump's going to take it away tonight, but I guess they have to have – they make it into a horse race somehow or another. The story here from Politico, a top Rubio advisor preparing donors for Dismal Super Tuesday, so you can see how that's going to result. You have, Jenny Ray, you have some information. What is it, Anti?
I have a story from Justin Raimondo and antiwar.com about Donald Trump. It's called The Lion and the Sheep. On June 14th, 1918, a 19-year-old Italian soldier.
I love articles
soldier.
That start this way. It's a Mussolini reference. Go ahead.
Your favorite part is I'm going to do my best, Mark, to really pronounce these Italian names.
Oh, God.
Just the way that a real Italian would do it. On June 14th, 1918, a 19-year-old Italian soldier by the name of Bernardo Vicario was ordered by his commander, Carl Rigoli, to carry out a curious task. Outnumbered and outgunned, the Italian forces would soon be hit with a furious bombardment that would mean the death of most of them. Rigoli clearly knew this, which is why he told young Bernardo to write an inscription on the ruined wall of a home in the village of Fajar, where they were holed up. The quote, "Better to live one day as a lion than 100 years as a sheep."
Rigoli. The Italians, by the way, people love to make fun of the Italian military, like they're sitting around drinking wine all day or whatever. I mean, not exactly known for their their hard fighting. In World War One, they fought and fought, and it was terrible terrain up there in the Alps. They're fighting against the Serbs is mostly who they were up against, I could be mistaken. Somebody out there screaming at the radio, "Dear God, are you kidding? It was the Croats or whatever." I have no idea. I think it was the Serbs. So, you know, they fought long and they fought hard. I do, you know, watch an inordinate amount of World War One documentaries. And, you know, the Italians, they get some credit. Obviously, most of it's about the French, the English, and the Germans.
Mark, I think that to that point, I think war is an emasculating event for any country, because they're sending off their warriors, and the bravest warriors sacrifice themselves to save their friends, and then they don't reproduce. For example, the French were the mightiest power on the continent for centuries.
Yeah.
And now they're regarded by America anyway, depending on... Well, they're regarded by America as weenies.
They're sneered at. There's memes out there. French rifle, only dropped once, never fired. They make fun of the French military. Again, this is right now the 100-year anniversary of the Battle of Verdun. And talk about a pointless battle that hundreds of thousands of people died at. But
you seen some of those modern pictures of Verdun? It's just the ground is chewed up. There's holes everywhere and craters.
It's amazing.
With grass growing over it.
And they find these trenches and they excavate them every once in a while. But I think it's worth pointing out is because people often talk about the French military is, you know, just a bunch of weenies or whatever. But this, before Gandalf the Grey said it, the French said it. A generation of French soldiers said, "They shall not pass." And literally, that was where J.R.R. Tolkien got it from. They shall not pass. And they just threw human meat at this line. I mean, there were literally every one of the battalions that went through there, they put every battalion through and had to have 60% casualties before you got cycled out.
Whoa.
Right? I mean, just got chewed to pieces. tell me that's a country of cowards. I'm not prepared to say that. Go on. I'll talk about World War One, which is completely irrelevant to our lives all night long.
No, this is just like being in school where you try and get the teacher to talk about so she can't assign you any homework. But the Dan Carlin series.
Talk to Mark about World War One and pigs. He'll just never give you homework.
Your pigs terrify me, by the way. We can get back to that later. I thought that I was going to die.
Oh, you had. That's right. You had to feed them for 3 days while I was at Liberty for them.
Yeah, 3 days was enough. But the Dan Carlin series, there was a story in there where he was talking about these shell craters where they would fire gas and poisons at each other, insecticides and all manner of things to kill each other with. And somebody speaking at the time was writing in his journal that the next spring, after some fantastic battle somewhere, the grass started to grow up in that destroyed world, in that destroyed battlefield, and then immediately just died because the soil was soaked with poison.
Yeah.
And the shell craters were full of, like, poisonous water at the bottom.
Well, and World War One
was so horrifying.
And these guys are sitting in there for hours, so, you know, they're pooping and peeing in there, so they've got everything going on in these crater holes. Really, it was 6-1, half a dozen the other. Do you want to die in this hole in a horrible fashion? Because that's where all the gas sits low, right?
Right.
So you're in a hole. That's where the gas is sitting. You got to kind of keep your head up to breathe out of the hole. But you put your head up, you die because they shoot your face off.
So there's a story here in Anti-War that begins telling the story of the Italian World War One warriors Carlo Rigoli and Bernardo something or other in the village of Fajar. So Rigoli tells Bernardo to scrawl a message on the wall that says, "Better to live one day as a lion than 100 years as a sheep." Rigoli perished in the battle. Bernardo lived to tell the tale. And almost 100 years later, a researcher looking for ways to smear GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump stumbled across a reference to it and attributed it to Benito Mussolini.
Oh, really?
The Italian dictator.
That's fascinating, because I heard this on the news. You would have thought the news would have, they would check this a little more. By the way, Free Talk Live, commentary, not the news.
Yeah, the news does not, I guarantee the news does not read enough antiwar.com. A reporter for Gawker, the notorious gossip site that's been sued for libel more times than I care to discover, had set up a parody Twitter account named Il Duce, and the reporter, one Ashley Feinberg, tweeted the not said by Mussolini quote at Trump, who promptly retweeted it. Shortly afterward, Trump was confronted by reporter Chuck Todd, who wanted to know why he was retreating something said by Mussolini.
"You said Mussolini, and everybody's saying you're like Mussolini because they don't want to say you're like Hitler because they're a bunch of wimps."
Trump wouldn't back down. "It's a great quote," he said.
"It is a great quote."
Quite correctly. That refusal and the content of the quote itself underscores and explains why he is winning and why the hysterical smear campaign directed at him in his campaign is failing big time.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock's CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.